Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kneyer, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining us today. For those of you that may not know, February is National Cancer Prevention Month. And my guest today is Laura Toole. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Carol, and thank you so much for having me with you on this
Yeah.
important month.
Yes, it is a very important month. Although, when we look at cancer, it is unfortunately year round, right?
Yes, and our efforts to raise awareness about all things cancer is a year-round effort. And every month, as many people who are listening to this may be aware, every month is usually a specific awareness month, and February is just a general cancer awareness month.
Exactly. You are from the Northeast Regional Cancer Institute, or NRCI, right?
To
That
make
was
it
the,
short, NRCI, yes.
yes. And you are the executive vice president, correct?
That's correct. My background is oncology social work, and for many years I worked with a physician practice that treated cancer patients, but I've been with with NRCI for, gosh, for several decades.
Yes, and we were just talking before we started recording the show. So you guys are celebrating what, 34 years this year? Or
Yes, we were incorporated. We began in 1991, so we're turning 34 in October
wow.
of this year. Yes, time
Wow.
flies. And
I
I've been
know.
involved since the 1990s. So, yeah.
Okay. And I know previously from me coming into this role as, community health manager and now community relations manager. But prior to that, Donna Decker was in this position, as we know, right?
Donna
And
was a great friend of ours and a great advocate for all of the programs that we tried to do to help people.
right. So, you have been involved with the, and I've been at the hospital for 30 years. So, yes, it's been that long since Wayne Memorial Hospital. And also now the Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers has, I wouldn't say collaborate, but yes, we work very closely together. You provide a great service to our community, which, we're going to get to and talk about. Can you tell us a little bit what, I always want to say the initials backwards, but NRCI,
NRCI.
and what you're all about.
Who we are and what we do. Yes. And
Yes.
again, thank you. So appreciate this opportunity. Our name actually sounds like it could be a treatment facility, but we're not. We don't provide direct care. We're a regional nonprofit community cancer-related organization. Our mission is to ease the burden of cancer in northeastern Pennsylvania. And we really try to achieve that mission through three main program areas. We have a regional cancer registry. So many people aren't aware that cancer, like other diseases, other diseases like some infectious diseases, are reportable to the state. So cancer is a disease that's also reportable to the state. So our registry staff is collecting and reporting that data. So that's one program area. We also have a cancer epidemiology program, or a cancer surveillance program. And that's a long way or a long name to say that every year we put together a report or a, that really provides a snapshot, Carol, of what cancer looks like in northeastern Pennsylvania. So sort of like a report card. The incidence, distribution, and mortality of the 23 most common cancers in northeastern Pennsylvania. And then the third program is our community and patient services. And we use that surveillance report to help drive our programming. So, for example, as we were speaking before the program began, we have higher rates of colon cancer in our region. So, we have programs to help address the issue of higher rates of colon cancer. We have a screening program and we have some education programs that we try to do about that.
Right.
And our last program area is community and patient services. And that's really the program that I help oversee. And that's the one that many people in our region know us for, because those are the programs that were out in the community. That's under that umbrella. We also work with the community health centers, the Wayne Community Health Center. So that's really the public face of the organization, if you will.
Right. Which again, all parts of, that you were just talking about with the community outreach and also the reporting and the statistics are so important for our area. And if anyone is listening today, you do have a website, which we'll talk about at the end too, but they can go to the website. They can look at the surveillance report, right? They can look at the programs, which we're going to talk about a little bit, like the community outreach. Again, I'm going to ask a little bit more about that, but they can go to your website for more information as well, correct?
Absolutely. Every year, annually, we update that surveillance report or that report card, if you will, and that's available on our website. If you can't find it, you can always call us. We are sort of a small local organization. So when you call us, you get a real person on the other end that can direct you either on our website or if people want a printed copy, or we can email it to you if people are interested in that report.
Right, which is great. When we look at, community outreach, I know last year you participated in some events in the Honesdale area, right?
We
I
were
think
happy to, yes.
yes,
Yes.
because again, what I find in my role, with community health is, we try to get the word out there, but not everyone realizes what the resources are for our community. For example, when you talk about there's a program. And maybe I don't have the name right, the Community Connections, program where you kind of connect people in our community that may be dealing with cancer, with resources, that you're aware of. Can you talk a little bit about that? For example, like individuals, we do see mostly women with breast cancer. What kind of services or resources do you have for them?
Right, Carol. So in any given year, we receive calls from the community. It could be the patient themselves, it could be a family member, it could be a caregiver. Sometimes it's healthcare providers that are working with people affected by cancer. And they may call a variety of organizations, including ours, really looking for a variety of resources depending on what their individual situation is. So some people call and say, I'm looking for transportation resources. We know healthcare can be very expensive. So, a lot of people may call for prescription assistance resources or other financial assistance related to that. Some people who are working and have to take time off are looking to see what are their rights as a cancer patient if they need to take time off of work. It could be coping. It could be people saying, I'm looking for a support group. So, a whole host of needs that really go along with being diagnosed with cancer. And what we try to do, because we're a small organization, we might not directly provide that assistance, but we've been around for a long time and we know what's out there in our region. We know what's out there in the rest of the state, and we know what's available, really, those national cancer programs as well. So what we try to do is, as I say, we are a community connector. We try to connect people with whatever need is their need. And again, it can be very individual to the local, regional, and national resources that can assist them. And while I can't promise and say there is a resource for every single need, I think what's nice about NRCI is that, again, we're small. When you call us, you can call, you can email a question through our website. That happens a lot now too. But when you call us, you're going to get a person on the other end. If you call during business hours, if you call after hours or on the weekend, you're going to hear from us within 24 hours. So we're going to get back to you and we're going to follow up with you if follow-up is needed. And a lot of times we hear that from people, thank you for calling me back to check and see how things are going.
Right, which is, sometimes we don't have with all organizations, in our community or nationally or within the state, which is so nice. How many times do you call and get a phone tree, leave a message, not sure if someone's going to call you back? And again, you are there to help, again, just connect that person or even just answer some questions that they may have and steer them in the right direction. So thank
Right.
you for that.
Oh, well, we're just very happy to do that. And sometimes people call and say, I was just diagnosed. I don't even know what to ask. And just as you were alluding to, and we can really help, sort of provide some education about what to expect in terms of that.
Can you just talk a little bit about your partnership with Wayne Memorial? I know we talked about that and the community health centers. So, like, do you actually, come to the hospital. I know I can answer that actually yes, because in March we're going to be celebrating, like we said, each month sometimes has a different awareness month, but March is colorectal awareness month, right? So we are going to be w working with Amanda from your office, and she's going to come, and we're going to set up a table in our lobby where people can buy merchandise, which will help support, the cause for casual day, right? That we call it. But you also go into our community health centers as well and work with the staff and the different offices. Can you talk a little bit about those collaborations?
Certainly. And that partnership is primarily through our community-based cancer screening navigation program. So we work with all of the Wayne community healthcare centers to help ensure that their patients are up to date with breast, cervical, colon, and lung cancer screening. Excuse me, I have a tickle in my throat. And so it's a free program. And what we do, Carol, is we try to take the hassle out of cancer screening. So if people have obstacles to cancer screening, if they don't have insurance, if they don't have a ride, if they're not sure which screenings are right with them, we work very closely with the primary healthcare providers at the Wayne Memorial Healthcare Centers to assess what their barriers are, to resolve them, and then make sure they complete their screenings. It's free of charge, and for everyone who completes their screening, they get a $20 gift card to sort of reinforce that positive behavior of getting screened for cancer. So we've been working with the healthcare centers piece for many, many years. And it's gone really well. In any given year, we probably help facilitate the completion of over 1,000 screenings for all four of those sites. So for anyone listening, if they or someone they know, if you're thinking, I think I'm up to date with cancer screenings, but I'm not sure, you can give us a call. You can reach out through the healthcare center. Again, all of our services are free of charge. And our goal is really just to make sure people are getting screened, because what we know about cancer is that most cancers do not have any symptoms, until they're often advanced. So that's why cancer screenings are so important.
And they're always changing those guidelines too. I mean, like I know it's hard to keep track of them, and I'm not going to tell you the list when the ages start for different cancers, but that's where, it's really important, and you probably will agree with this, that yearly physical with your primary care, right? That the PCP annual
Critical.
visit, right? Is so
Critical.
important,
Yes,
right?
because she or he knows what your personal history is, knows your family history. So they are the ones that know which cancer screenings are right for you, how often you should have them, and importantly, at what age you should start. Because if you are at increased risk for certain types of cancer, while there are national guidelines, they're just guidelines. Your primary care provider is the one that can really help tailor those screenings to exactly what your risk level of risk is.
Because they also look at your family history, just to name a couple of other things, right? That's involved in that. So
Absolutely.
that's so important. And I'm hoping, during COVID, many people put things on the back burner. So I'm hoping now that we're going to 2025, almost 5 years later, people are realizing, how important that follow-up is, and to get back to their doctor. Even after 5 years, we're seeing some people that haven't gone, right?
Yes, you bring up such an important point. We are still finding, and national data indicates that as well, that screening rates are still lagging behind pre-COVID era data. And that's for a variety of reasons, including that people have gotten off track with their schedules. It's happened to some of us even in the screening field. So yeah, we try to get people back on that track and reinforce why it's so critical to do that every single year.
So, we only have like about a minute and a half left. We talked about your resources, but is there a contact number? So can you tell us what phone number that they can call? I mean, if they have questions, again, we know it's like Monday through Friday, but people will call you back, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you can also go through our website, but you can call us at 570-904-8808. And you can also visit our website, and you can also put questions or an inquiry through our website at www.cancer, the word CancerNEPA. So that's all one, cancernepa.org. You can
Perfect.
find out, as you said at the beginning of the program, more information about our services, but also if you have a question, you can post it through. Those come to me, so you can post those through our website.
And again, you know what? Better yet, I have interviewing you today on the radio show. Thank you again for being here. And then you're the one who also is going to help, you know, communicate and kind of close that gap for the people that may need that information. So again, thank you for everything that you do, for everything that, you know, your organization does as well.
Thank you for the opportunity, Carol, to help us spread the word.
Oh, you are so welcome. And again, I always look forward to doing these shows with you, and I also learn a lot. So again, Laura, thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. If you are looking for a primary care provider, you can look on our website at wmh.org under our services and look for our provider listing. So again, thank you for joining us and have a great day.